in.
That telephone interrupted us there for a minute. Can you recall any other types of fence?
Yes, another common type of fence that they had was referred to as the rail fence. The rails were made out of, they would cut trees down, I think mostly chestnut, because they would split easy. And they would split them into rails, and they were laid up in a at an angle or a zigzag fashion. Lay one rail on the top of the other rail, and another rail on that one, and it would run in a zigzag.
Would you describe the work involved in making a rail fence, how you would split them?
Well, they would split them with a, might refer to it as a wedge or a glut, as we would maybe refer to it back then.
A glut?
A glut. A glut was
G-L-U-T?
G-L-U-T. That hit was made in a wedge-like manner. You would sharpen one end to a point. And preferably you would cut it off right above a knot, so that end would be tough. So to drive it in, it wouldn't split or burst so easily. And you would drive it in to the crack that you had started in the log to split it.
Can you think of any other fences? A metal fence?
Yes, they had metal fence. So we had the another common fence that was that we used was a barbed wire fence. That was a wire that had jaggers on it. Some would have two and four and maybe more than that. It was fastened on the strands of wire. Of course, that was to keep the stock back, but they would stick these jaggers into them and make them have a tendency to stay back away from it.
What was this wire fixed to? What was it secured to?
To post, fence post.
How would you secure the wire to the post?
You would fasten it with staples. And then, of course, we had what we called the page wire fence. That was made out of wire, and it had them to squares or pages. Started with a smaller one at the bottom, and it would get larger as you got toward the top. The different heights of that.
A fence that is common in town, you know, made out of pieces of wood that comes up to a point, sort of sharp. On
yeah,
top.
They would call those was mostly built around the lawn or the yard, and we would call them picket fences or paling fences. I've heard them referred to as both. Say it's a paling fence or a picket fence.
Can you recall any other type of metal fence?
Well, we would have the a fence maybe that was to keep the chickens in an enclosure in a lot, and we would refer to that as chicken wire.
Speaking of chickens, this place that a hen would lay an egg, you know, sometimes you'd put a false egg in there.
Well, the one that was left in there was called the nest egg. I guess that was inducement to the hen that she had something to start off with and to get her to increase it.
What was this egg usually made of?
Well, sometime it would be a real egg, and sometime they would get a, what we might say, a dummy egg, one that was made out of, I guess, porcelain or something like that. In fact, I have heard to try to fool the hen that they might put a doorknob in there to take the place of a nest egg.
A doorknob?
A doorknob off the door.
A country now that which exports a lot of tableware, dishes to this country would be, well, grow a lot of rice there.
Oh, China. Yeah, we refer to it as China.
Have you ever heard this referred to as a China egg?
Yes, I have. It was referred to as a China egg.